Okay, so here's the thing. I guess it's no secret that I like to talk. If you know me, you know that that's something that is probably the first thing someone else says about me. Oh, do you know Daniela? Oh, yeah, she can talk. So, with that being said, I figured, why not make it productive? Why not use this thing that I'm known for, other than my height, to be something that I can actually use for a reason instead of something that actually causes a little bit of an insecurity. With actually having this thing that people say about me that I like to talk, it almost became something that I think hurt me because I would actually tell myself all the time, when you go out tonight, or when you go meet so and so for lunch or whatever, don't talk so much. I would actively tell myself to not talk because I thought that if I could be less than who I usually am, it would be better. Until I did a lot of work over this last year and a half, to stop apologizing for who I am and stop trying to be something that I'm not. And with that came this idea of this podcast. Now, I think anybody within my age range, 20s, late 20s, early 30s, whatever, feels like they need to do something. And sometimes that's a good thing. I think sometimes that's a great thing. And I hope that this is one of those cases. Because I do feel called to do something. With that being said, I decided to start this podcast because I realized that I do love to talk, and I think I need to learn to love to listen. I want to know how to listen to someone without putting in my opinion. And I think we all do that. I think we all, if a friend says to us, "Oh, I had this really bad day today. I couldn't get anything done, and my car broke down, and I lost my favorite pair of earrings," whatever. And you immediately make it about you. "Oh, I had a really bad day too. I just lost my favorite sweater." I don't know, something ridiculous. And I've noticed that I do that a lot, where someone's telling me about them and I make it about me. And I don't think that that's being selfish. I actually think that you're trying to show someone that you also feel what they feel, which is great, but there's a time and a place. And that's what I'm learning. So with this podcast, which, I think is hilarious that it's called In Short Supply, because if you know me, you know that that's absolutely me. I'm standing 4'8" on a good day. I think I want to really focus on a lot of things, but mostly what we as, like, tw you know, 20s, 30s, even just people, let's leave age out of it. What we're in short supply of. And I think right now it's listening, at least for me. And if you can relate to that, then that's great. So I kind of just want to give a little bit of background as to what the purpose of this is. And right now, I kind of like that I don't know. I kind of want to see where this goes. And I think that's okay. I think a lot of people want to do something, or they want to try something, or they want to put themselves out there, but they think it needs to be perfect. And I know that I'm one of those people. So this is a huge struggle for me, not only because I want this to be this perfect, solidified thing, but also, let's be honest, I care what people think. I do, but I don't. I care because I want this to be something that's good. I care because I've thought about this for so long. I care because it's something that I think people will care about, or hopefully. But I don't care about anybody's negative opinions of this. I don't care if this is not something that you care about. Great. God bless. Keep it moving. I spent so much time caring about what everyone thought of me. Oh my gosh, she's gonna put this out there. Who does she think she is? And they're gonna screenshot it and they're gonna send it to their group chat. And it's gonna be people that I haven't spoken to in probably 7 to 10 years. So I had to have this moment of, why do I care what people that I don't, that aren't in my circle of friends or family or whatever, why do I care what they think? And that took a lot of work. And I hope to be honest 100% of the time, I do still care a little bit, but I have to not care. Because if I care all the time, then I'm not ever gonna do anything. So yeah, I care what you think, but I don't care what you think. Someone told me once, stop giving the people that are in the cheap seats of your life front row access to you. Like, stop giving them more importance than they have. And I think that's a huge theme, hopefully, of this, because if someone cares and they like this, or they want me to continue, or they want me to talk about certain things, like, no holds barred. I will talk about anything and everything. But I don't care if you don't like it. Don't listen. I'm not forcing you. Let's be honest, I'll probably listen to this the most. Either I'll listen to it 100 times or I won't listen to it at all, because definitely don't have a voice for radio, let's be honest. But you know, I've done so much work in the last year and a half to 2 years personally that I don't care anymore about things that no longer serve me or my family, my friends, my husband. I mean, there's so much to talk about, and that's what I want this to be. I want this to be something that is common ground for a lot of people, especially my age, because this is such a transitional time, and I think everybody's kind of just like surviving and doing the best that they can. And I think my age group in particular, or people that are in my life personally, we have been through so much together and separately that I want to break that down. I want to talk about, you know, a lot of things. I want to talk about what brings us together. Let's talk about things that we don't agree with. I want to have people on here and I want to talk about all the hard things. You know, just kind of, and this is just kind of an introduction as to what's to come. I definitely, hopefully, want to have my husband on here, Frank, who has very much been the person who not only encouraged me to do this, but, you know, definitely held me accountable in this. And, you know, we have a lot of fun together, and he's absolutely my best friend, so I think our conversations would probably be memorable, that's for sure. I'm gonna have my family on here, my brother, who has been dying for me to finally do this. I think he'll be really happy to see this come out and be a part of this. My friends, colleagues, like, there's so much that we can talk about that we as a community are in short supply of. And that could be funny, it can be heavy, and I think that, you know, we have to stop being afraid, or me personally, I have to stop being afraid of everything, including my own insecurities, and just do it. Like, I can do this, and I don't want this to be something that is fear-based anymore. So anyway, with that 9-minute tangent, I just wanted to introduce this podcast of me and what this is going to be about. I probably didn't even really talk about what this is going to be about other than the rambling, but it is going to be what we as a community of people or individuals are in short supply of. Like, right now I'm in short supply of listening to others, like I said before, and I want to break that down and really talk to other people and listen to them and their stories and what they feel is important that we are in short supply of. I want to talk about random things. I want to talk about everything. And I hope that you listen. Because I do care what you think about the good parts of this. I don't care if you don't care about this. And that in and of itself is a huge huge leap from where I was even yesterday. I figured, you know what, it's New Year's Eve, 2020 is literally right around the corner, and there's no time like the present. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're all, you know, going to be doing this together, and I look forward to what's going to come next. So thanks for listening.